Tax expert fired from think tank for saying men cannot change into women. By Breitbart London on May 6, 2019. A senior tax expert has lost her job at an international think tank over comments made about transgenderism on Twitter. Maya Forstatter made a series of seemingly straightforward comments about gender, which caused her to lose her job at the Center for Global Development. Among the comments were statements such as, "Yes, I think that male people are not women. I don't think being a woman slash female is a matter of identity or womanly feelings. It is biology. People of either sex should not be constrained or discriminated against if they don't conform to traditional gender expectations." In another tweet, Ms. Forstatter wrote, "What I am so surprised at is that smart people who I admire, who are absolutely pro-science in other areas, and champion human rights and women's sick rights are tying themselves in knots to avoid saying the truth that men cannot change into women, because that might hurt men's sick feelings." She also said that Karen White, a biologically male trans woman who was jailed for violent crimes and rape and was moved to a man's prison after sexually assaulting fellow female inmates, was a man and spoke out about the danger to women if men are allowed to self-identify and have this used as the legal standard, as it could lead to more women being harmed. However, Ms. Forstatter's employer said in an email to her that "you stated that a man's internal feeling that he is a woman has no basis in material reality. A lot of people would find that offensive and exclusionary." Ms. Forstatter later said that despite her success with the organization, her role was not renewed, leading to her losing her livelihood. According to The Times, she is believed to be the first person in Britain to lose her job for saying that trans women were not women. Defending her comments, Forstatter wrote in an article for Medium, "I have a definition of woman, adult human female. It does not come with any expectations or requirements for gendered behavior. It is clear, well understood and critical for women rights, including the right to spaces without male bodies. Why ditch this for something undefinable?" Adding that yes, people should of course be able to define their identity any way they like, but other people are not compelled to accept it as relating to any material reality. She was defended by Jody Ginsburg of Index on Censorship, who said, "From what I have read of her writing, I cannot see that Maya has done anything wrong other than express an opinion that many feminists share, that there should be a public and open debate about the distinction between sex and gender." Mr. Forstatter is now launching a crowdfunding campaign to fund her legal defense against her previous employer.